Hello everyone, and welcome to the podcast My Two Cents. The topic of today's podcast is modular monolith. So we will start by going through the monolith structure and what problem do we face with monolith applications. Then we will talk briefly about micro frontends, and then we will come back to modular monolith, an approach to a software development that would lead us to easy migration to micro frontend. So in the early days of software development, especially in frontend, the projects were not too big and it was manageable by 5 or 6 people. But as time progressed, more and more people joined, the team size grew, the requirement grew, there were more features to be delivered. And after a certain time, the code became really messy. The code came to a point that it is no longer manageable and it is restricting the teams to put out new features. During that time, the developers think about migrating this monolith or breaking this monolith into different modules and later on migrate it to micro frontend. But it is too late now. It is too late because now the code is convoluted. The code has so many dependencies across so many modules that it is very hard to differentiate different modules and to migrate them into micro frontend. And this brings us to micro frontend. Like, how did micro frontend solve this problem? So if you look at micro frontend provides a way to create an entire end-to-end pipeline development cycle for a particular domain from a micro frontend. So let's say you're building an e-commerce website and you work in a product department. So product is one domain for you, and you're working on that domain. So your product will have its own components, its own pages, its own services, and also its own routing. So all of this bundled into a module will be deployed isolated from other modules. Your team will be dedicatedly working on products. They will be responsible for all the features related to that product domain, and they will be responsible for releasing any new feature to production. And all of this development won't be dependent on any other team or any other domains. This is the power of micro frontend. So every module or every domain will have its own development pipeline, its own deployment pipeline, and testing pipeline. So everything will be isolated. There will be no dependencies. Now coming back to modular monolith, what is it? Let's say you have to start a project now. It's obvious that you won't have a very large feature set or you won't have a big team to manage. So you would most likely start with a monorepo. But this monorepo can embrace with all the features of micro frontend. And that is where the modular monolith comes into picture. So from the beginning, you won't just start coding directly by creating components and containers and all this kind of stuff. What you will do is you will sit back and you will understand the business. You will finalize the domains that are responsible in the business that is going to drive your features. And once your domains are ready, you're going to create a very modular approach. And in this modular approach, you will have a discipline that your components and your containers and your pages, your services will reside with that module in the monorepo. It will have its own lifecycle, and you will be disciplined that you don't cross the boundaries. You will not cross the domain boundaries to access some other module, because once you do that, it creates a coupling and you don't want that. So once you have this discipline within your code base, then you can simply develop your code in a single monorepo. And once your product grows in size, once you hire more people, more team members to work on the project, then you can simply take out this module, which you have maintained from the start, which doesn't have any dependency outside of its own. You can just take it out, put it into a separate repo, and create a deployment pipeline for it, and everything will work as it is. The only thing that comes in mind is that the communication between different modules. So for that, we can explore event-driven communication. I plan to create another podcast on that, so I'll just leave it here for you to ponder upon. And if you have any questions so far, whatever we have spoke here, just feel free to comment below or just email me with the link to this podcast so I know what I'm talking about. So I think that is all I wanted to share in this podcast today. If you have anything, just let me know. And until next time, see you. Bye-bye.